Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Gert-Jan Wolvers. I'm a SE specialist for cloud out of F5. Thank you for having you in this small presentation. Presentation will go about the topic of securing your applications when they are in Azure Cloud. And these days, in fact, that's in fact what's happening. Yeah? Applications are everywhere, and when they are everywhere, it means that application services should be with them. And the reason for saying that is that when we look into our application state of delivery report of 2016, it's a report which F5 delivers every year to the market to understand from its customers what the demand for application services are. Key finding number one is that application servers will be about to stay. And that means applications on their own, they don't scale. Applications on their own will not stay available. They will not be able to secure themselves. And that's exactly why application servers are needed. Key finding number two is that almost each company, each organization, has a cloud-first strategy. But they also have something left behind in their own data center. So that means that around 81% of the recipients told us that they will go for a hybrid cloud solution, at least for the upcoming years. And key finding number three will not be surprisingly. Security is key. And together with these findings, and the focus on that security, users, data, but last not least, applications. So, what's happening? Most of the initiatives we saw in early cloud days was about shadow IT. Somebody within the business who was holding a company credit card and was able to swipe it because his department or his application needed a fast IT environment. And from that project, you saw that once the network department and the security department found out that there was a debate about, yeah, but folks, we live on processes here. We need to keep up the security level. So we are not able to cope with the way cloud is been used here in this organization. But we all know that cloud is there and cloud is undeniable. So that makes that if you want to move applications from your on-premise environment into the cloud, that makes that you want to stay up on the same security level as you have already defined in your on-premise data center. And that's exactly what's happening. So to be able to stay on that level, you need to have tools in your public cloud which allows you to do that. And one of those tools is Azure Security Center. And what we actually did together with Microsoft and other technology partners was getting a solution, a dashboard, which helps you as a user, as a customer, to secure whatever is being used out of Azure. So that means that once you're starting to have using the Security Center dashboard, you will have a prevention section. And this prevention section tells you something about the health of your virtual machine, your network, or your applications. We also have something like a detection section, where you can see what is happening about these three verticals. For us today, we will concentrate on applications. So, Azure Security Center gives you an ability to adapt easily security solutions. And those security solutions are incorporated into Azure Security Center and actually are delivering a way to increase the health and security of those applications. And what we see is that soon as an application starts to act in Azure Cloud, you will see, and it is not secured, you will see that a web application turns into red. And that a security advisory will tell you to what is recommended. And this time, the severity is high, and you should add a web application firewall to it. Lucky enough, F5 is in the list. Like I said, the integration in Azure Security Center is done with multiple technical partners. But for us, it's key to be there because we like to keep the level of security the way it is in your on-premise environment today. So how are we doing this? First of all, we have a bring your own license, which we which you can leverage in Azure Cloud. And secondly, I don't know who here in the room has ever configured ASM. Just a couple. And with that, what we try to deliver as well is a use case driven solution. So that means we don't want you to end up in gaining all the knowledge of your application and then from that point starting to secure it, but we wanted to make it simple. So simplified configuration. And to support that simplified configuration, deliver a predefined level of application security. So first of all, what we need to know is a couple of basic values you should enter. Of course, you need to understand what kind of platform you need to run upon. It's, in this case, it's the A4 standard. And from there, you should be able to go into the WAF information, and all we need to know is what kind of security block level you will use, the application type. And the fun thing is that a protected application, so the application from where you got the recommendation of to get into a WAF environment, is already filled in for you, so you don't need to do that. Going back to the security block level, there are a couple of predefined levels. When it comes down to protecting the web server, we already have a low, medium, and high blocking level for IIS and Apache from a standard perspective. And from there, you should be able to understand what kind of application is used and what should be protected from there. So once you have done that, all you need to do is click and create. And this click and create makes that everything is done automatically. So that means we are using underneath, under the hood, a template, which is called an IAP. And that IAP will help you in giving the application his positions back into Azure Security Center, so you understand that what the health is after the web application firewall has been put in between the application and the internet. And it also gives you the parameters to protect the application. So typically, the E5 web application firewall parameters, but also a couple of basic DDoS parameters, so we are able to protect the destination IP address. So how does that look like? From an Azure Security Center point of view, you see how it looks like on the right. And on the left, you will see the description, which is there, and how security vulnerability. And this point of view is the HTTP protocol compliance has been failing, and it's detected by the F5 WAF. And then you see that, with that, you see that there are remediation steps and actually the description. The fun thing is when you starting to work with this, and I've done some testing myself, is that you will be able to run a WordPress application, for instance, and do something like an SQL injection, just because you can. That will mean that you will see that the URL, once the web application firewall has been implemented, that the URL will be rejected because of this. And like I said, it gives you a nice overview of how this HTTP protocol compliance has been failed, but it also gives you, when you go back into the BIG IP, that you will see that there is a correlation between what Azure is telling you from its security center and also what F5 is telling you from its own policy description. So that means that there is a correlation between the two of those, and you should be able to understand both from an Azure Security Center perspective and both from the F5 ASM dashboard what is happening and what you should do to block this, or maybe it is something which created a false positive. Could be. I already told you that what we have done is through a simplified configuration. So we built a couple of defaults for you, which you can leverage. And based upon that, you will see that most of the things we do out of our defaults are just learning and alarming. There are a couple of things we do from a blocking perspective. And it's up to you to say, okay, I need more fine-tuning of this. But out of the box, as soon as you're starting to understand that the recommendation of Azure Security Center gives you is that you would probably need a web application firewall, then you're almost 5 minutes away from deploying and protecting your applications. So with that, I wanted to start a small demo, which actually shows you the process I just described in a couple of slides. What you'll see is a WordPress environment, which shows you the application which will get protected. And in the security center, it says, it's red. And we all know that the color red most of the time means you need to do something. We will not choose the imperva this time. And what you will see is that the steps I just described is just that plain and simple. And what this makes is that you should the level of security you already might have in your own on-premise environment, because applications deserve to have application security. Not just protocol validation. And that makes that the same level of security you have there, you will be able to leverage that same level of security in the cloud as well. So once the license has been put in there, the meaning between low, medium, and high is the amount of protection you want to use. Of course, when you pull in high, you might end up with more false positives, which you need to get rid of first before you start to being able to leverage the solution out of the box. But that speaks for itself. And once you've seen, and as soon as you have filled in everything, you will see that the image itself, instance itself, it makes up to 20 to 30 minutes to configure itself. And once done that, it makes that you have to move the IP address, which was first, the public IP address, which was first facing to the application on its own. That one will be switched by means of changing your DNS record to the WAF environment. And once you've done that, you are able to fill it in and say that the DNS records should point to the WAF public IP address. And from there, it will take over, and the WAF will be in between the user and the application, and deliver the protection which you want. So, if we're going to test this, you will see the URL will now be protected. And the ID which you saw will give you the reference to understand what kind of what was actually the vulnerability which has been seen, and will give you the correlation in your own logs. So you will see that what we see here is that the IAP which has been deployed delivers a piece of configuration, which normally, when you don't use an IAP and you start building your own ASM out of the box, you have to do this all by yourself because of this template we have used in combination with Azure Security Center. We can minimize the configuration with just the items you have put in there, and from there you are about to configure ASM, and from that point you should be able to leverage it. So we now will show you the correlation between the violation and the event just shown, and you will notice that. And in fact, when I was testing this myself, I got a fake IP address out of the Netherlands, which was me. But I also found, while I was busy, some IP addresses from Turkey. So, and those were also using evasion techniques. Actually, it was doing a port scan on my lab environment. So, to me, that was another reason why. Having this ASM solution in front of your application, even when they are in the cloud, makes sense. So what he sees here is that the vulnerability and of course what Microsoft Security Center does is it delivers you a way to get you alerts. So that means that once an alert is there, it will trigger an event and push that via an email or whatever you like to use to get triggered upon what is happening in your environment. Well, basically this is what you already have seen. The whole logic and intelligence which is out there from F5 is available to you. So that means that my presentation comes to an end, and if there are any questions, I would like to hear them. Was I that clear? Was it helpful? Okay, well then I want to thank you for your time, and hopefully you'll have a good afternoon with the other sessions as well. Thank you.